Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Small. I am Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us now on the line is Alex Bolton, staff writer for The Hill, who covers Congress. This is a little bit of what was going on that he was covering yesterday on Capitol Hill.
They can choose to go nuclear, or they can sit down with Democrats and find a way forward that preserves the grand traditions of this body.
We have no alternative other than to do what has to be done here. Get this really fine judge, this really fine man, this great student of the law on the Supreme Court, where he'll continually do a good job for the American people.
That was both Chuck Schumer and then Senator Orrin Hatch mm-hmm. of Utah talking about what is going to happen this week, apparently, which is the invocation of the so-called nuclear option, what some people call the Harry Reid option. Good morning to you, Alex. It looks like we're headed down that path.
Absolutely. Barring a possible last-minute deal, Mitch McConnell is going to change the rules with a simple majority vote. It's a rarely used tactic. It's very controversial. That's why it's called the nuclear option. And the question is, what does it mean for Trump's agenda going forward? When Democrats did this in 2013, there were bitter protests from Republicans, and they really slowed up business on the Senate floor. So I think the Democrats will be similarly upset. But it doesn't appear to be any. There doesn't appear to be any deal at this point. 43 Democrats, and that includes Bernie Sanders, say that they will filibuster Gorsuch. So he's not really even close to, he's not that close to getting the 60 votes he needs to overcome a filibuster.
All right, so it's going to happen. Look, I remember when Harry Reid did this with federal judges, everybody said, well, you know, the next step will be Supreme Court justices. And they said, oh, no, that won't happen. But now we're doing it. And then now people are wondering, well, will the next thing to drop be the legislative, getting rid of the legislative filibuster option? Are we on a slippery slope where that seems to be the next step?
Well, I mean, that's what some people think. Like John McCain last week, he said that it is a slippery slope, and he said that again yesterday. And he thinks that the legislative filibuster is under threat now if the Republicans go forward with the Supreme Court change, getting rid of the power to filibuster Supreme Court nominees. Bob Corker was on the floor last week. He's a Republican from Tennessee, and he pointed out that there's just growing pressure from the party bases, and it affects Republicans and Democrats on Capitol Hill. And he said, look, if we do this, there's going to be some important bill down the road that there's going to be incredible pressure from the base to get rid of the legislative filibuster. And I think his argument is that, you know, by showing the party base Republican base, Democratic base, that it is popular to change the rules to get a high priority things done, that you set an expectation that, okay, this is an option. This is something that can be done. Whereas in the past, it was never considered a viable option. So that's what they're worried about. Mitch McConnell was asked about this over the weekend, and he said, look, no, there's a difference here. The legislative filibuster is a longstanding tradition in the Senate, whereas the Supreme Court filibuster is something that has never really been used. There's never been a partisan filibuster of a Supreme Court nominee in the past, and the one time there was a filibuster that forced the nominee to withdraw was Abe Fortas, and that was 1968, and that was a bipartisan filibuster. Both Republicans and Democrats opposed his ascension to Chief Justice. He was very close to Lyndon Baines Johnson at the time.
What I see here when we dig through all of this is just a desire to be reelected, that politicians are no longer doing what is right. They are just doing what the base wants in order to secure reelection. So when I look at this, to me, the answer is very simple. If you don't want to see these things start to continue to go down this slippery slope, as Brian called it, term limits. And then maybe we'll have politicians who do what's right because they know they can't be reelected, as opposed to just playing to the base.
Yeah, well, term limits is something that Donald Trump talked about during the campaign. And right after the election, Mitch McConnell was asked about term limits, and he dismissed that idea. It's not popular on Capitol Hill. It's something that...
Of course not.
Well, I don't... You're going to have to come up with a pretty big movement.
Yeah. Yeah. So the showdown. When will they take up this matter of changing the rules, and how long will that take?
It's going to happen on Thursday. It sounds like the I think today McConnell's going to schedule the vote, and there has to be an intervening day that passes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So Thursday will be the vote on cloture and the filibuster. And yesterday he said that, you know, there's still time. He's hoping that maybe some Democrats will change their minds, and he has scheduled a continuous floor debate between now and then, so that there isn't going to be anything on the floor, anything else on the floor. There isn't going to be a dual track, as they've used with other nominees, to work on legislation while they're working on the nominees. I mean, he wants all the focus on this nominee in the hope that some Democrats will change their minds at the last minute. And so on Thursday there will be this vote. If the filibuster is not ended, if there aren't 60 votes for that, then I think what you're going to see is the McConnell or someone else in the party is going to ask for that motion to end the filibuster to be reconsidered, and
right.
then appeal the ruling of the chair that you need 60 votes to end a filibuster. And that was the roadmap used in 2013. That's probably the roadmap he uses on yeah. Thursday. Probably for this solemn occasion, you'll have Vice President Mike Pence in the chair ruling. And there'll be he will either rule or not rule the filibuster out of order, and then you'll have the entire Senate voting on that decision.
And that's done very quick order.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to happen. I mean, on Thursday, I don't think it's going to be a drawn out process at all. Although, you know, I mean, McConnell hasn't really laid out what the process is going to be. And when he was asked about last week in his caucus at a meeting, he said, look, I don't know exactly how this is going to work. But that's how it worked in the past, so that's probably how it's going to work again on Thursday.
All right, we'll have to leave it right there. Thank you very much, Alex Bolton with The Hill. Greatly appreciate you joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.